This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. Years ago, probably about 25 years ago, I had a gentleman named Al Maruli on this program, who's a top real estate person in Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina. And now we have his son on, David Maruli. He's an expert on Bitcoin, and I'd like to tell you about him. He hails from Colorado. And David Maruli is not your typical Bitcoin influencer. He isn't part of the trendy crypto crowd on social media, nor is he a recognizable personality, frequently showcased on YouTube or podcasts. Instead, David Maruli brings a rare and valuable perspective, rooted in three decades of experience in high-level commercial real estate transactions. Over David Maruli's career, he has personally transacted more than $1 billion in commercial real estate deals, advising and collaborating with high net worth investors, managing portfolios exceeding $100 million. And he's an expert on Bitcoin, and he has a book out now, and we urge all of our listeners to get a copy of it. We're going to be talking about it, but tell us, what is Bitcoin in layman's terms, if you could explain it to our audience?
Sure. Let me just first say that it's great to be here, and I really appreciate the invitation. Bitcoin is sound money, backed by energy that no one can control, change, or inflate.
Well, what is the... go ahead.
So there's never really been anything like that before. And, you know, what surprised me most is that, you know, I wasn't looking for this at all. And, you know, if you told me a few years ago that I'd be talking about Bitcoin and be an author on a Bitcoin book, I would have thought you were crazy. So Bitcoin just swept my feet off once I finally understood it.
The book is called Bitcoin Consolidated, Volume 1 by David Maruli. So where can people buy this book? How do they purchase it?
Right now it's available on Amazon. It's available through Books A Million. And I just found out that it's also now available on BarnesandNoble.com as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. We hope it sells and sells briskly. And we encourage all of our listeners on the Rusk Report in 17 states and much of Canada to get a copy of this. Let's talk about why Bitcoin is often misunderstood as speculative rather than monetary. Could you explain that, David Maruli?
Sure. Yeah. Bitcoin is misunderstood as speculative because most people encounter it through price, not purpose. So most people first hear about Bitcoin when the price is moving sharply up or down. So it gets framed like a risky investment rather than a new form of money. But speculation isn't a property of Bitcoin itself. It's a symptom of not understanding what it is. Once you understand Bitcoin as a monetary network with fixed rules, a predictable supply, and no central control, that speculative framing starts to fall away. And over time, understanding replaces fear, and conviction replaces speculation. So speculation comes from not understanding what you own, and conviction comes from understanding it.
Is it safe to invest in Bitcoin, or is there a chance that it could belly up? Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I think what what scares people about Bitcoin is its volatility. And volatility is what you expect from a global asset that trades nonstop. And it matters less if you're thinking long term. So Bitcoin trades 24/7. It has no circuit breakers. And it's still early in adoption. So short-term price movement is a natural outcome of that structure. When people understand what they own and why it exists, volatility becomes easier to tolerate. So understanding it reduces fear more than price ever can. And when you truly understand Bitcoin, price stops being something you fear and becomes something you understand. And for me, that's what turning into a Bitcoin maximalist really meant. It's why I often say that Bitcoin is bittersweet, no matter which way the price moves. For example, like if the price moves up, it's sweet because your capital stack is worth more. But it's bitter because you can't add at lower prices anymore. And when the price moves sideways or down, it's bitter because your capital stack is temporarily worth a bit less. But it's sweet because you get to convert your dollars at a better rate. And that shift only happens once you have real conviction. And conviction only comes from understanding what you own. And so once you reach that point, price loses its power to scare you. And that's not hype, that's not dogma, that's lived experience. And that's also why, part of why I wrote the book. Bitcoin's not easy to understand. It's a very advanced technology. It is more than just money. And I think going back to like 2018, 2019, I started buying some books on blockchain technology, and I just couldn't grasp it. So the desire was there, but my brain just couldn't understand it. And it took till about 2022 until I found certain podcasts and books that spoke to me a little bit better. And once some of the information started to get through, something clicked, and I really, dove in. And it's literally thousands of hours of disciplined study, reading, watching, listening, and it's a hurdle to get through. So I feel like my book took all those thousands of hours that I spent and hopefully distilled it into a readable format for somebody who's curious but doesn't want to spend a few thousand hours trying to figure out what it is. They can read this 190-page book and I think close it and say, wow, I think I have a basic decent understanding of what this new phenomena, this new thing is that's here. And it's not going away. It's going to be here longer than any of our buildings, longer than it'll be here as long as humanity's here. So it's not going anywhere.
We're learning a great deal about the new book that is available at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. The author is our guest today on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. He is David Maruli. The book is Bitcoin Consolidated Volume 1, and you can get this at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Bitcoin Consolidated by David Maruli. If you're listening in Buffalo or Chicago or Washington, D.C. or Toronto, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Plug here, please share your heritage with your children and grandchildren. Give them a digital subscription to the Ampol Legal Newspaper. Each week they will receive by email, a digital version of the Polish American weekly newspaper. The newspaper contains news, features, recipes, and a cultural grab bag from Polonia's only weekly publication. A new digital gift subscription to the Ampol Legal is only $15 for 52 weeks. Order online at ampollegal.com and click subscribe at the top of the page. Or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. And share your heritage with the next generation of Polish Americans. Some more information about David Maruli. A deeply respected industry veteran since 1995, David Maruli witnessed firsthand how traditional real estate, despite its longstanding prominence as a store of wealth, had begun to lose ground to the revolutionary potential of Bitcoin. After discovering Bitcoin, David Maruli realized that traditional property investments could no longer fully leverage his expertise or provide the long-term financial freedom he sought. Compelled by what he learned, David Maruli evolved from a seasoned businessman into a dedicated Bitcoin maximalist. He's the son of Barbara and Al Maruli, prominent civic leaders in Palm Beach, Florida. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests. We had two authors recently, Larry Lehmer, who has a book coming out on John F. Kennedy's infidelities, and Charles Todd, who has written 20 different murder mysteries. And also thanks to those who called regarding Bruce Blakeman, candidate for governor in New York State. Coming up next week, we're going to have a famous folk star, Tom Rush, who's had numerous albums, and he's been on the folk scene for 50 years, all on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Let's talk about how Bitcoin changes ownership and property rights for individuals. David Maruli.
Bitcoin's special. It gives people property rights to money for the first time. In the traditional system, your money always sits inside an institution, you know, like a bank, a payment processor, or a government framework. So you're granted access, but you don't truly own it. And Bitcoin changes that. When you hold Bitcoin properly, there's no intermediary making decisions for you. You're the final authority over your money. That responsibility, it can feel uncomfortable at first, but it also creates financial sovereignty. So it's, ownership becomes direct instead of conditional. And Bitcoin replaces permission-based money with ownership-based money.
Let's talk about how Bitcoin's fixed supply, divisibility, and predictable issuance make it unique money. David Maruli, author of Bitcoin Consolidated.
Thanks, Brian. That's actually a pretty interesting question, and this is where things start to get a little different from what we're used to. So Bitcoin was designed so no one can ever make more of it, and yet everyone can still use it. There will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin. That's absolute mathematical scarcity. It's something that hasn't existed before. And it's enforced by the network itself. And by the way, the Bitcoin network is the most powerful decentralized computer network in the world. So at the same time, each Bitcoin can be divided into 100 million smaller units, which are called Satoshis, which makes Bitcoin practical for everyday use, even as it becomes more scarce. On top of that, every 4 years, the rate at which new Bitcoin are created is cut in half through an event called the halving. This predictable tightening supply schedule has never existed in money before, and it's a core part of Bitcoin's design. So Bitcoin's scarce by design and usable at any scale. unlike right now, our dollars, which is what we call fiat currency, meaning it's not really backed by any hard commodity. And that happened in 1961 when we went 1971 during the Nixon administration when we went off the gold standard. We've been able to print more money at a keystroke, and so there's really no control or limit as to how much our total dollars as a currency become inflated and diluted. And you start to wonder why certain things become so expensive over time. And if you watch the price of assets like real estate, like gold, like art, and you chart their prices from 1971 to today, there's a dramatic rise of appreciation in those assets over time that is more dramatic than it was before we went off the gold standard. So smart money realized that keeping capital in cash was a losing bet because the cash is being diluted. So instead of their dollars being able to buy less each year, smart money put their capital into assets, which were appreciating because that's where money was gravitating to. So today, $100 doesn't buy you what $100 bought you in 1971. Anyone who's been alive long enough knows that. And Bitcoin is different. So there can never be more than 21 million Bitcoin ever. And that's protected by the protocol, the network, which, like I said, is the most powerful computer network in the world. And it's decentralized, so there's no central point of attack. And because the computer network is so powerful, it becomes economically impossible to overpower the network. It's in place forever.
We're learning a great deal about Bitcoin. The book is by David Maruli, our guest. It's called Bitcoin Consolidated, Volume 1. Available at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. So please get a copy and learn from David Maruli, our guest today. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, or Montreal, or Manhattan, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, Rusk Report, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200. Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about David Maruli. Outside of his professional career, David Maruli has always identified as an artist at heart, passionately creating abstract and expressionist paintings. His work was featured in Times Square in 2023. To bring his insights about Bitcoin to the world, David Maruli paused his artistic pursuits, channeling his creative energy instead into writing a book. He invites readers to share in the transformative insights he's discovered on his journey from real estate expert to Bitcoin advocate. For more information, check out www.davidmaruli, and that's MARULLI.com. www.davidmaruli.com. Again, the book is Bitcoin Consolidated, Volume 1. And David and I have something in common. He was an altar boy for Father Walter Hartnett at St. Edward's Church in Palm Beach, where Rose Kennedy would go daily to church. And Father Hartnett was a great man, and David was one of his altar boys. So he was a wonderful man who opened a lot of doors for me for decades in my career. And he's the one who told me to meet the Marulis some 35 years ago, saying they were good, honest, decent people. So let's go on about Bitcoin. If somebody has any thoughts or comments and they'd like to contact you, what's the best way to interact with David Maruli?
You can reach me through my, message me through my website that you just listed, davidmaruli.com, or you can email me directly at david@dnaproperties.com.
Very good. Now let's talk about what actually enforces Bitcoin's scarcity and makes it resilient. David Maruli.
Great. Yeah, this ties into what we were just talking about a moment ago when I was mentioning the Bitcoin network itself. So Bitcoin supply is enforced by the largest decentralized computer network in the world. Bitcoin's rules aren't protected by authority. They're enforced by a global network of independent computers. To change Bitcoin's rules, someone would need to overpower the entire network and continue doing so indefinitely. The amount of real-world computing power and energy required to do that makes it economically unrealistic. Like I said before, there's no central point of attack, which gives Bitcoin its resilience and durability over time. Bitcoin's rules hold because breaking them costs more than following them.
Okay, very good. Again, tell people how they can get a copy of your book. What's the easiest way?
The easiest way is through Amazon. Just type in Bitcoin Consolidated. It should pop right up. But it is also available through Books a Million. And I think as of yesterday or the day before, it hit the Barnes & Noble website as well.
Okay. Again, the book is by David Maruli, Bitcoin Consolidated, Volume 1. Let's talk about how to think about volatility without getting caught up in short-term price moves. David Maruli, author of Bitcoin Consolidated.
Yeah, and we already talked about this a little bit, but I think volatility is probably what scares a lot of people who don't understand Bitcoin. And the truth is that in the short term, it is volatile. But I'm not thinking about short term. I'm thinking long term. And Bitcoin's been around for now, January 2026, it's been around for 17 years. And it's appreciated over 10 billion% since inception.
Wow.
And it's right. And it's been very volatile during that time. But if you draw a diagonal line through that volatility from day one through the 17 years till now, it's averaging approximately 50 to 60% ARR per year. There's no other asset on the planet that I'm aware of that's appreciating at that rate per year. You can look at the S&P index, maybe you're getting 9, 10% appreciation per year. And by the way, going back to what I was saying earlier about inflation, I don't see inflation as PPI and CPI and PCE. To me, that's a curated bundle of goods that changes each report. You know, if real estate's gone up too much, we'll take real estate out and we'll put this in, and you know, we're at 3%. But real inflation's about how much money's being printed. And on average, we're adding about 7-8% more dollars into the supply of currency each year. And at the same time, the S&P 500 is appreciating at about 7-10% per year. And when you really think about it, the S&P 500 is basically keeping up with what I see as real inflation, the money printer. So all that work and you're just staying even, which means the cost of capital is really about 7-10%. And if you want to get ahead, you need to beat that, which means your capital needs to be appreciating at more than 10% per year. And on average, like I said, Bitcoin's appreciating at about 50 to 60% per year. in some areas of the country, real estate might appreciate, you know, in an extraordinary fashion in a certain market in a year or two time frame. But there's really nothing else in the world that's appreciating like Bitcoin. And that's why I think it's interesting with my experience in real estate and now sort of going in this professional pivot where I'm pivoting into Bitcoin and Bitcoin advocacy. But up until Bitcoin showed up here on this planet, real estate's always been one of the best store of value assets on the planet. And now I think we have the opportunity to merge the two assets together. And it's already starting to happen, the fusion of Bitcoin and real estate. There's a large private commercial real estate firm out of Miami, Cardone Capital. They're starting to do that. There's institutional lenders like New Market Capital who did a refinance on, I think that's called the Bank Street Court Apartments in Pennsylvania. A couple of years ago, they did a refi on a $10 million note, but they added $2 million of Bitcoin to it. And that protects the lender and the borrower, because while the real estate might be appreciating at 5-6% a year and might have some bad years if there's some vacancy and whatnot, on average, the Bitcoin's appreciating at approximately 50% per year. So it sort of balances things out and strengthens the asset.
I'm sorry we have to come to a close, David.
Sure.
Again, we urge all our listeners to get a copy of the book by our guest, David Maruli, Bitcoin Consolidated Volume 1, available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the last 20 years. And thank you for enlightening us about Bitcoin with your book, Bitcoin Consolidated, David Maruli. Have a great week.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.